Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 16:22, Johannesburg 14 op na 19 grade, Mbombela 20:27.
Op die paaie nat reënerige weerstoestande oor groot gedeeltes van Gauteng. Die paaie is baie glyerig. Asseblief verminder jou spoed en ry ekstra versigtig. Daar is 'n ongelukstoneel in Bedfordview op die N3 Noord net voor die Gilulies beslaar wat ewige vertragings veroorsaak in die gebied.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Sacha Feinberg Gomezulu approaches full fitness to boost a faltering Stormers team, and Brazil's Anthony back at his best at Real Betis.
Die Menseregtekommissie het die moord op die wêreld se eerste openlike gay imam Muhsin Hendricks veroordeel. Hy is Saterdag doodgeskiet in sy voertuig na die Kaapenaar was na bewering in Klaibega in die Oos-Kaap om twee vroue in die huwelik te bevestig. Die kommissie se Wisani Baloyi sê hulle gaan die polisie in die Oos-Kaap besoek vir meer inligting oor die voorval.
Imam Hendricks was an advocate for equality and inclusion, particularly for LGBTQI plus persons within the faith communities. His work sought to create spaces for dignity and recognition for all, challenging discrimination and advocating for human rights within the framework of religious expression.
Intussen betoog studente aan het TVET College in Alexandra teen die afwesigheid van docente en 'n gebrek aan die nodige leermateriaal. Cliff Schiko was by die Sentraal Johannesburg TVET College se campus in Alexandra.
A handful of students are protesting at the entrance of the campus, highlighting several issues.
Each and every trimester, whenever we have to register, we face same problems. Issue of debts or money. They want us to pay, we pay, okay, if students paid, there's no lecturers.
Students claim that since the start of the academic year, they've only attended one lecture. The group is demanding action to be taken and that the campus manager to be fired. Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News in Alexandra.
Die kampus se bestuur kon nie bereik word vir kommentaar nie. In ander nuus, president Cyril Ramaphosa het in sy weeklikse brief klem geplaas op die regering se voorneme om infrastruktuur in die land te prioritiseer, dit nou om werkskepping en ekonomiese groei te bespoedig. Anastasie Mokgobo het meer besonderhede.
Ramaphosa also highlighted investment in key infrastructure such as airport, roads, railways, public transport, water, energy and telecommunications as critical to economic progress. Anastasie Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En so gepraat van infrastruktuur, die Vereniging van Water- en Sanitasie-instellings in Suid-Afrika sê in 'n verklaring hulle is bekommerd oor die agteruitgang van waterinfrastruktuur in die land. Volgens die vereniging gaan miljarde liter water daagliks verlore omdat daar soveel lekplekke is in die infrastruktuur. Hulle sê in Gauteng alleen gaan daar daagliks sowat 2,6 miljard liter water verlore op die manier. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 5.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.